You think you know me?
On this day, I see clearly everything is come to life. A better place than a broken dream, and we'll leave it all behind. On this day, it's so real to me. Everything is come to life. Another chance to chase a dream. Another chance to feel, chance to feel the love.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Overtime coming at you for the next 2 hours right here on Fan Run Radio. Jake Miller, Davis Rangy, Matthew Catlin, Bryson Taylor, Baker hanging out with us again. Your official, unofficial pregame show. We are less than 3 hours away. Tennessee, Florida Atlantic, Sweet 16. Tennessee, a 4.5-point favorite in this game. Now, we've seen the chatter all week. Doug Gottlieb is becoming the baby back bleep that you know what he is. Again, looking for clicks, saying Tennessee's a dirty team. Everybody's saying Tennessee's a dirty team. Well, guess what? They're not a dirty team. They're just a physical team. Okay? We're not doing anything like what Grayson Allen has done. Ron Artest isn't on this team. Andrew Bynum is not on this team. Guess what? We're going to play physical. We're going to go nose-to-nose with you. And I don't think there's anybody that wants a win any more than the five people that are sitting in this room. You know, people can say, oh, well, you guys are so critical of the team. You all are haters. Y'all are this. Listen, nobody wants to win this game more than what we do. I guarantee you that. Not a single person out there. Philly, maybe. Westchester, maybe. Jamie. All the guys that call in that have the same concerns, critiques that we have. They want to win, too. We all want to win. That's what I want. I'm sick and tired of being a mediocre basketball program that can't get past the Sweet 16 except for once. No, you have a chance to make it to the Final Four. It starts tonight. You got to make it happen, and it all starts in Madison Square Garden. And we don't even have to do what FAU has done. This is how pathetic of a program that is. They had a meet and greet at an Adidas shop in New York to where if you made a purchase, you got free FAU gear. Who wants that? Who wants that? Who wants to go to FAU? Who wants to go to that garbage campus? That garbage campus. Oh. It's not even the flagship university of that city.
Pretty nice campus, though.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't know. Sure, we'll go with that answer. But, yeah, obviously a huge game tonight. Jake's hit on most of it, but you've got a chance now. This is your huge opportunity. We parlayed it back to football last year, but this is your opportunity. The door is wide open. The door's already been kicked down. You just have to walk through it at this point. And you could not have asked for a better draw with FAU and the winner of Kansas State and Michigan, you avoided Purdue, you avoided Memphis, you avoided all the dangerous teams. Now you just have to go through. You know, we've been inconsistent all year, but, you know, I think we're kind of developing a little bit of an identity finally in the fact that we're going to be physical as hell on the defensive end. We're going to get up in your jersey, not give you an inch. And on the offensive end, we're going to try to grind you down, you know, just how we mention it back to the grit and grind Grizzlies, but we're going to be physical, try to grind you down, wear you down all game long. And we're deep enough to the fact that where you can do that. And mentioning the whistle, you know, there's a difference between selling a foul and flopping. You know, what Filipowski did with Euros, that was selling a foul. Did Euros elbow him a little bit? Sure. But there was contact made. Flopping is what Tyrese Proctor did, where the ball doesn't even hit you and you flop and get the foul. So FAU will be trying to sell a ton of fouls tonight. I think that'll be very critical in the first 3 minutes of the game. You can tell the officiating is going to go. I don't know if we've been assigned an official officiating crew yet. Hopefully not Pat Adams.
It is not Pat Adams. I can't confirm.
So it should be okay. But, you know, at this time of March especially, you want to see the teams play. You don't want to have a ref show. So my saving hope is that just for the viewer standpoint and ratings-wise, you want to see these teams play and battle it out, go up and down the floor. You don't want to have a whole ref show bogged down. The games take 2.5-3 hours because we're at the free throw line every other minute. Overall, you just need to take it to them. You're the bigger, you're the better, you're the more athletic team. Go down there and act like you deserve to belong and punch that ticket to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, to piggyback off what the two people in front of me just said, we can't overstate this enough, man. You have a clear chance to make the Elite Eight, winning this game. Final Four, I won't go there for sure because Izzo is in the way when it comes to that game, if you make it there. But yes, this game, what rides more on your shoulders? The fact that Grand Admiral can make an Elite Eight or this team could have made an Elite Eight?
What do you mean?
Like, which one?
Well, I would have never expected that Grand Admiral team to be at the very least tied with this team in terms of postseason success ever.
I mean, it's just a game, man.
It's the second biggest game in Tennessee basketball history.
You can't
on Elite Eight. Yeah.
It's a legacy game.
Yeah, it is. But the thing is, you can't put. I feel like you just have to treat it as another game, even though it is a Sweet 16. You can't get yourself in this psyche of where like you're nervous or anything. You just go out there and hoop.
Real quick, before I let Bryson go, but we talk about legacy game, like Jay just said, for guys like Josiah, Santi, Olivier, Rick Barnes, especially, guys that have been here 4 years, you were hyped coming out of high school, and you really haven't done anything yet. The farthest you've made it is this year. This is your senior year. This is your chance to shut up all the quote-unquote haters like us in this room and tell us that you're worth a damn for once.
Yeah, y'all hit the nail on the head from pretty much everything I want to say. I mean, the pregame anxiety is there, but we just got to go out there and till the first TV timeout, punch him in the mouth, figuratively and maybe literally. Y'all be the judge of that.
Shout out to Uros.
Yeah. Let's add a page to the history books tonight. It's really what I want.
I mean, I want to go to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I want it so bad. I remember how great it was when we went the first time. I was watching the game in my living room with my uncle and my grandfather, first time we'd ever seen it, and that was a joy that I hadn't seen on either of their faces about Tennessee basketball ever. It's the first time we'd ever made it. I want to be able to experience a Final Four. And I know the guy that we're about to get on the line wants to see a Final Four. That's all he said. I think the exact quote is, I want to see a Final Four. I want to see a championship before I go. Let's get him in here. Phil is going to be our first caller. What do you say, Philly?
Jake the Snake.
Philly.
How you and the boys doing?
I'm fired up, man.
So you got 5 in studio with her?
Oh, yeah. Got one training up, got one leaving in May, maybe two. I'm not sure what the situation is right now, but, yeah, I'm going to be prepared, be rocking and rolling. Well, I'm a hell of a recruiter, Phil. You know that.
I know. You can do it. Even when your guys leave, you can recruit. It's even more fun, you know?
Oh, yeah, especially when T-Carp calls in. We get to bash 3 o'clock bunch.
Well, one was just given to us in the beginning, but, yeah.
Speaking of the 3 o'clock group, did you hear Byron on Cody ripping you? I mean, what the heck is that all about?
Well, I mean, you know, it's so funny. They say that I'm not relevant, but they keep talking about me, and it's constant.
All they care about.
And then he ripped producer Matthew, Phil.
Yeah, he ripped Matthew!
Well, Matthew needs to rip him back. That's what the radio's for.
Matthew,
know?
What was he doing the other day?
Sagging. I mean, all I did was point out something that he was sagging one time. I did not say he did it every single day, and now he's just, I guess it really affected him.
You said, man, you sagging, ain't you?
Yep. You're sagging, ain't it?
You're sagging, ain't it? Hey, and I guess he's just really affected by my comment. You know, mind games, real estate, you know, all in effect here.
You're on computer too, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't hear y'all on all the other shows on the channel, though. I mean, you know.
It's just, I don't know. Apparently, we don't matter. But at the same time, we're getting brought up. We've been brought up on every single show this week at least once.
Well, I called in and defended you.
I appreciate that.
I didn't like Barry Bryant, getting on you.
Well,
I complimented Barry Bryant for standing up for BJ, but there's some things, you know, when we got brotherhood involved with Jake the Snake, you know what?
I mean, that's something that's never going to be broken, Phil, the brotherhood between Jake and Phil.
Yeah.
The only thing coming between us is a 12-pack.
Let's talk about Rick Barnes a little bit.
Let's do it.
Look at it. I got, either way, I'm going to win. We lose. It's going to be great radio. And if we win, it's going to be great radio. What do you think?
I mean, Phil, you're not wrong. I mean, if we win, like I said, nobody wants to win more than what we do. But if we lose, then it just proves everything that we've been talking about all along. We said we're probably a Sweet 16 team, considering how bad college basketball is.
It's a win-win for us, too.
Yep.
And Matthew was talking about the Grant and Hamilton. They were a better team, but they were in a stacked region. It was harder to get to the Final Four. We're not in a stack region.
No, we got a cakewalk.
The 1 and 2 seeds are gone.
Even if Grand Admiral had beaten Purdue, which they should have, they would have had to face the eventual champion, Virginia.
Yeah. And probably played Auburn again.
Probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, play Buck Pearl. No.
That would have hurt.
Well, that'd been... You know what's so funny, though? If we advance to the Final Four, we're going to be looking at Alabama again, you know? I'd be kind of...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, thanks.
Let's just get there, though.
Yeah, let's get there first.
If we win or not, we're on house money because they've already exceeded anything I do. I thought they wouldn't even win a game in a tournament.
I mean, that's the thing is we almost got beat in the first round. I mean, if we'd have let them come back, which, I mean, we did let them come back, but if we'd have let them keep that momentum through the last 5 minutes of the game, we might have lost.
Well, if they hadn't put Euros in the game would never have been close. That guy's he's just a... I don't know. I mean, he's good to go in there and knock people down and stuff, but I guarantee the referees are going to be looking at him. He's the easiest target on Tennessee's roster.
Well, and you know they've talked about this already. They know they're going to be looking for him. They're going to be watching every move he makes, whether it's intentional or not, and he's going to get a lot of fouls tonight. He's probably going to foul out of the game.
Him and their center, Vladislav Golden, the Russian guy, they're going to go back and forth.
Well, at least you're just going there and foul him good one time and
make him feel it.
You put Kamwa in there and shoot 20 footers on him. You know, kind of cool.
Well,
yeah, Olivier can bring him out of the paint.
How much do y'all think Olivier scores tonight?
He's going to have to score at least 15 for us to win.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, he's going to need 15. I'd say Josiah Jordan's probably going to have 12 to 15.
You're
going to have three
history,
guys.
History doesn't say that after a big game. He hasn't follows it up with a decent game, but we'll see.
We'll see what happens, man. Maybe times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that Adu's had a good tournament, and if Adu does the same stat line he's done the last two games, that we'll control the middle.
I'd say so. And, you know, something that we were talking about earlier in the week, the analytics that go into it, you know, this is probably one of the better offenses left.
They average the most three-point attempts per game in the tournament, 30.
But they're not used to playing in an arena like Madison Square Garden. They're used to playing at La Follette Middle School.
High school, John.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest place they played, Phil, is Florida.
Yeah, and they ain't been digging up all year. Let's get real. I mean, old Scum beat them. They can't be that damn good. Old Scum.
Yeah. So Olivier had 27 exactly against Texas. Then he followed it up at Florida with 4 for 13 shooting and 11 points.
Well, Olivier, I hope he can play back to back. I mean, like Jake said, 15 points. Hell, I'll even take 10.
Yeah. Just give me double digits. Give me four players in double digits tonight.
And this whole Triple J don't go 0 for 7 from the field.
If that happens, I'm not. Looking forward to the end result.
If that happens, please leave. Yeah. Just go.
Start your life.
Yeah, go do something, please.
I think Julian Phillips will do something tonight, though. He's starting to get better a little by little. It's increments, but
I just love the smile on his face when he went up for that alley-oop last week. That was incredible.
It's a nice guy to have as a sixth or seventh man off your bench. I didn't think he'd ever come. I didn't ever think Mayshak would start and play major minutes this year, but it's crazy how the year turned.
You know, Mayshak's going to end up being a good player.
He is. I didn't think he'd ever unlock his offensive game, but he has now. And if he can get better over the summer, I think he can be an all-SEC type player next year.
You think that Tennessee will pursue Jalen Cone in the transfer portal?
Is that the guy from Clemson?
No, he's from out there in Arizona. He was at Virginia Tech. Tennessee recruited him 2 years ago.
We should have got him the first time he transferred.
I want Kirk Creasa.
I don't want that loser.
There it is.
Him and Vescovi side by side if Vescovi comes back.
A full international team.
There's a guy out of Texas Tech that entered the portal today. He's a power forward, but he only averages like 3 points and 2 rebounds a game.
Fit right in.
I'd like to get that Nefanti Danti or whatever he is from Oregon. Coach leaves Oregon. He's got ties with Rod Clark. Maybe Tennessee get him for a big guy come in here.
He was a 5-star coming out of high school. He's been in college forever, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
And you put him in the do at the 5 next year, and then you put a Waka and J.P. Pasprella. I mean, it'll be the best front line we've had in years.
Yeah, he's 6'11", 230. He's a 5-star in the class of 2020.
I want him.
Well, let's beat at Florida Atlantic tonight. I mean, good Lord. I mean, can't be that damn hard. I've been suffering all my life. We beat Alabama in football. We all been able to beat Florida Atlantic.
We should.
And Collector can get him another $1 million.
Oh, Phil, one-liner's on the way out. The best in the business. Stay with us. More of your phone calls on Overtime coming up. Back here on Overtime, Fan Run Radio, and back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines we go. Martin is next. What do you say, Martin?
What do you say, Jake?
Not a lot.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. Waiting on this tip-off here in about 2.5 hours. Martin, I'm ready for some basketball. I'm ready to get to the Elite Eight. I'm ready to win.
Too. Jake?
Martin.
Have you heard anything on where Justin Gaethje might go if he leaves us?
It's still looking... I mean, from what I'm hearing, maybe the High Point job still?
Yeah, I know that the Penn State job opened up. That might be a big leap for a first-time head coach.
Yes, I'm thinking High Point's probably where he's going to end up if he does leave. Otherwise, might as well just stay put, depending on the salary.
Get a better job.
Yeah.
Yes. And I seen where Jim English went to Providence. Do you think he could get involved with George Mason?
That's a good one.
George Mason pipeline now?
I guess. Yeah. East Carolina pipeline also.
Good thinking, Martin. That's a really good landing spot for him, actually.
How old is Justin Gainey?
I think he's in his early 30s. He played at North Carolina State not too long ago, I feel like. He
played from 96 to 2000, so.
So he's probably.
If he's 41. He's probably 44.
About 45 years old.
Yeah.
45.
That's not old as a coach.
It's not.
No, he's still got some years left.
People like Kim English because he's a young coach. So he's a young guy. And I think he really got hired based off of potential, not really what he's done so far. But we'll see.
Wonder what his salary's at going to be worth at Providence.
That's probably around the, what, $1.5,
$2 million
mark? Let's
see what Ed Cooley made, the old coach.
I think it'd be probably around the $1.5 to $2 million mark.
I mean, probably about the same as Creighton. So what was that guy made,
$1.35?
Ed Cooley made $3.75 at Providence, and now he's making $6 million at Georgetown, it says.
Wow.
$6 million at Georgetown?
That's big-time money.
That's what it says.
That's big-time money.
That's more than Barnes is making with us.
Yeah. But... thing is, if he keeps winning in this tournament, Martin, he's going to have more money. That's what it's all about. Get those incentives at the end of the year. He's already made, I think, $750,000 in bonuses this year.
Yes.
So, go get you another million.
I'd like to see Justin Gaethje get a job at High Point or George Mason, but I don't know what High Point pays out.
I'd say probably what?
Close to a million.
Probably close to a million, maybe not a million, but.
A little over, maybe.
Enough to make the jump.
You think he would?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals, Martin. If you get a chance to become a head coach, you just take it and you run with it. I mean, obviously we've seen guys that are prepared for it before and they've done really well. And then we've also seen guys that aren't as prepared as what we thought they might be. Who's the guy? Desmond Oliver that took the job at ETSU. Obviously he wasn't ready for that. And then they hire a former Bruce Pearl student manager from Tennessee, who was on Steve Forbes' staff at Wake Forest.
Yes. All right, I appreciate you. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you this, shouldn't Phil answer my questions about basketball recruiting?
Sure.
Well, I thought these boys were supposed to decide Saturday on the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Between us, and it's either in football or basketball, and I'm not sure which.
I know Juke Harris will announce his commitment tomorrow, and it's looking like he's leaning Wake Forest. It's basketball.
Yes. Nice.
Yes. Were we active at all?
We were, but it looks like he just recently started leaning Wake.
Yes. And you don't have any more players for me right now?
Not right now. We've seen a couple of players enter the portal for basketball that I don't think we even want to touch. There was a guy out of Texas Tech. He's only averaging like 3.2 points per game and 2 rebounds and averaging like 12 minutes. And I think that that's a guy that you steer clear of. You don't want any part of him. Kerr Carissa from Arizona, I'm not sure where his landing spot's going to be, but, you know, we need help at that position.
And we're talking about Phil Nefali Dante from Oregon, 6'11", 230. He went to Sunrise Christian where we got Rod Clark from, so there's a connection there. Possibly, if you want to get another big man on the portal.
What's his name now?
Nefali Dante.
Dude, what?
Nefali Dante.
Yes, sir.
Nefali Dante.
Yep.
What a name.
Right. I appreciate you, boys.
Appreciate you, Martin.
Bye-bye.
Let's get DR Vol in here next. What do you say, DR?
What's going on, guys? Went and picked up my beer, getting ready for the game tonight. I got me a shout-out to you, Jake. I got a little Miller Lite going on.
Hey! Is it in the can?
I got the bottle, man. I'm more of a bottle guy.
I'm still redneck. I like it out of a can.
Oh, it's all right. Different strokes, different folks, as a late friend of mine once said.
Well, I mean, Larry Bird drank it out of a can. He's still drinking it out of a can, and he's what?
Probably 70.
60, 70.
He's probably getting close to 70.
Yeah, Jordan probably knows how Larry Bird is.
Yeah.
Guys, who do y'all think steps up this game? Like, you know, the thing about this team we've said all year is they're just naturally inconsistent. So, Kamwa had the big game last game. Do y'all see that again from him? Like, Jordan, you're big on stats, man. Like, is there something that this defense shows that you could see, like, maybe a different player stepping up that we hadn't seen?
Oh, Jordan's not here yet.
Oh, I thought that was him talking.
No, I got Davis, Bryson, and Matthew in here with me.
Okay, I knew Jordan sounded a little bit different. What do y'all think? Like, do y'all think it's going to be Kamwa again? Because, I don't see it just because we haven't seen any consistency.
That's the one thing that we're sitting here trying to figure out. It's like, who's going to have that big game tonight? And
key.
I think it's safe to assume it'll be a big, right?
Defensively, I would say Mayshak, because you're going to put him on John L. Davis, and I would just let him pressure him full court, just tire him out, annoy him, be a pest all game long. But offensively, I would say it's time for Triple J to step up. This is his game to take, and I would look for him to finally – you know, he might have a big game tonight, and it might be a little putter after that, but tonight's the night to have a big game.
Jake, me and you, we kind of usually have the same sports opinions. We kind of lean towards the negative, as some would say. I think it's more realistic. But gun to your head, you think we're winning this?
Man.
That tells you all you need to know right there.
The slow pause tells you everything.
That answers your question.
I really don't know, man. I really don't. You know, I've had this conversation with Jordan, and – you know, it keeps going back to that South Carolina game where you had a clear-cut path to the college football playoff. Right now, we got a clear-cut path to the Final Four, and we lost to a team that we were better than. And I really don't want to experience that again. But we know how this story goes. We've seen it before. Maybe we're watching an alternate ending. I'm not sure. But I did place a bet tonight. Multiple, actually. But I placed one on the win margin, and I took Tennessee by 4.
I do see us winning, Jake, but you're right. See, that's what I go back to at the Chicago Loyola. That's why that year hurt so much. It was laid out right in front of us.
Well, that team was better than the 2019 team.
Yeah.
Like, and we compare this team to that team as, quote, the greatest Tennessee team ever. People tend to forget the year before, that team was better than the 2019 team.
Oh, such fun teams. I do feel good about tonight, though. Like I told Russ and Bear, like, it's weird to think about. Like, you always hear we've only been to one Elite Eight. That means we've only won this game once. ever, a Sweet 16 game, and that scares me to death, guys. And I'll hang up, listen, and go Vols.
Appreciate the phone call, DR. And, you know, we got that stupid banner with just 1 year under it.
Yeah, I thought about that today. It's time to put an actual Final Four banner. All these slack-jawed yokel Kentucky fans come here immediately, just pull their phone up, take a picture of the Elite Eight banner, and cannot wait to put it on Twitter. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't agree. 2018 was not better than 2019. 2018, 26-9. 2019, team at 31-5. Team was more mature, better.
Y'all, I got some entertainment for us next. ZR is next. What do you say, ZR?
What's going on, guys?
Not a lot. Waiting on you.
Hey, who's Kentucky playing tonight?
They ain't playing nobody. They didn't win.
Oh, yeah!
Wait,
don't you love it?
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful. Guys, I'm going to predict Tennessee's going to lose by 18 points tonight. Every time I talk down about them, they win. So I'm going to go, we're going to get beat by 18.
Is there a reason that you picked 18?
And Conwell's going to look awful. He'll be two-point guy tonight. And Joe Zion, Jordan James, he'll be about a two-point guy and six turnovers.
How many points are we scoring, 10?
We'll be lucky to score 50 points tonight. Would you not agree with that?
I mean, if we're playing reverse psychology, I don't know if we'll get to 40.
30.
20.
Hey, might not even make a basket.
Hell, I don't know. We might play defense, but our offense won't be there. I'll tell you that right now. We just can't have two games in a row. Conway can't have two games in a row. Like, there's no way. No way on God's green earth.
Is this the same guy that said Tyreek was like one of 18?
He's on fire!
He's not going to play well either. I mean, he just can't play. And if we go to the portal, we don't need another key. We just don't. Would you agree?
We really haven't had a single portal hit since Barnes has been here.
No, we had one in Justin Powell. He scored 12 points a game before he got here, averaged 2 when he was here, and now he's averaging 12 again now that he's left.
Imagine that.
Is he, like, I know he doesn't call us on the regular like Phil does or some of the other guys. He's one of the more entertaining callers that we take.
Yeah, him and Phil.
He's just on the extreme of just
I was hoping he'd sing. I'd hope he'd sing to us, but he didn't sing to us tonight.
I lose by 18 points.
What's your favorite ZR song? Mine's either the one of Philip Fulmer in the jogging suit, and the jogging suit's too small, or the Yellow Hog Marine to the tune of Yellow Submarine making fun of Philip Fulmer.
Yeah, we love the Fulmer slander around here.
Hey, man. Yeah, Tyreek Hill's on fire.
We can do,
if
he wants to do the skip reverse psychology, we can do that. I've been doing that my whole I did that all football season, every single game, and it worked. The one time I didn't, I said we're going to beat Georgia, we get demolished.
Yep.
So I'll never forget that. That clip is still out there.
Yeah.
Us reacting to becoming number one.
I was a little too hyped for that.
Well, everyone called us haters by what?
How do you like that? We're coming down to Athens and we're kicking your ass.
Let's calm down here, buddy.
It's a little premature.
So I hit the brakes there, buddy.
Just not expected at all. I saw Georgia 3, and then I was like, okay, we got one more. Ohio State 2, lost my mind.
You know what's bad is I was sick that day, having a little bit of trouble speaking, and I start screaming. Throat hurt worse the next morning than what it did that night.
Oh, yeah, you didn't want to do a show that day. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bullied you into it.
Yep.
Thank God we did.
It's a great thing about having a good crew around you. When you're in the wrong, they'll grab you. They'll get you right back on track.
Is there another game on right now, or is this the only one on?
This is the only one on.
It starts at, what, 6:40?
7:15, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is tomorrow's. I don't care about tomorrow, Yahoo. Arkansas, UConn play at 7:15, then us at 9, then Gonzaga, UCLA at 9:45.
This is really empty for a Sweet 16 game.
Yeah, I don't know what that section is behind the Michigan State bench, but it's completely empty.
Playing 9:15, you said? Or
We play at 9, Gonzaga, UCLA at 9:45 on the West Coast.
9:45, good Lord.
Yeah, well, I'm going to watch that game.
Yeah, probably.
Goodness. Sam Hauser's brother?
I guess, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Joey Hauser.
So, scouting report for the fans. Michigan State by far brought the most fans, UT in a respectable number two, probably similar to the number that came to Orlando. Kansas State third. No FAU fans except for family of players.
Oh, so it's a home game. This should be a home game if we actually show
be.
Up.
It should be.
I mean, people probably show up close to the game time. So.
No one wants FAU to win anymore because
They beat FDU.
Yeah, they tried to
That guy at
showboat.
The end, that guy at the end who tried to hit the Vince Carter
you're not
360 windmill. Yeah, please don't do that, buddy. You're not that guy.
You're not him. Not that guy.
No, that was what was the FAU head coach apologized to the guy, right?
Dusty May.
Yeah, he apologized to him like doing the handshakes, whatever you would call them. I don't know what the word is.
The post-game handshake.
It wasn't a very good apology.
Yeah, no. That guy's a loser for doing that, man. You just beat a 16 seed. You didn't beat, like, you didn't beat the
be
number
proud
one,
about.
Yeah, you didn't beat the number one seed or anything like that, man.
No.
Yeah. Did you know Danny White's brother's the AD down there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This looks eerily. I know they're brothers, but this looks like they're twins almost.
Yeah, he's just a fatter version of Danny White.
Pretty much.
So you got Danny White, Mike White. Who's that guy?
Brian White.
Nice. Do we have any?
All right, let's move on. Yeah.
Call them the Basham brothers.
Yeah.
FAU does not have a very big fan base. I'll say that.
They do not.
Was this the these are the first two wins in school history?
What, tournament wins?
Yeah.
Not, this is the first Sweet 16 appearance in school history. The guy said that them beating Florida on the road was the biggest win in school history, basketball.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's different worlds.
That it is. Stay with us. Overtime continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up. Here on Overtime Fan Run Radio, and back to the Big Orange Phillies phone lines we go. Chris is next. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, guys. Yeah, just kind of counting down the time. Sitting here drinking up some Coors Light.
Well.
And to calm my nerves a little bit.
Well, it's going to take more than one.
Oh, that's why I drink. That's why, you prefer cans over bottles. I can smash them up. Don't have to take out the trash and ears off.
Hey. Smart man, Chris.
Yeah, I was thinking about you last week on spring break. We drove, my daughter and wife and I, we drove down I-65. We took her to the Space Museum in Huntsville. She's always wanted to go. And I kid you not, from Huntsville to Mobile on I-65, I saw one. I'm like, oh, that is true. I counted almost 60 of the Alexander Shunara. And that's just going billboards. And that's just going south. So you got to figure there's about the same number going north.
Well, you know, it's so bad that you literally see one every, two per every 3 miles, I'm sure. And I don't know why they were in Knoxville, but for whatever reason, I go to a Wendy's. Like, the day after, I was talking about Jason in Georgia, we were talking about it. I go to Wendy's the next day, and sure enough, here comes a wrapped car in Knoxville, Tennessee, of Alexander Shunara.
I mean, you got to figure, on the interstate, what are those costing, $500 minimum? I mean, I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
I mean, if he wants to just blow all that money on advertising, he needs to call me. I can make a hell of a promo.
I mean, literally, and that's just going south on I-65. I mean, good Lord, there's no telling. It's probably the same number going north on all the other interstates. It's like, good God, man. I mean, it's amazing this guy's spending on.
You know, I'm curious to know, because Subway is the most, it's the most common, quote-unquote, fast food restaurant in America. I thought it was McDonald's forever. It's actually Subway.
No, Subway has way more.
I'm wondering if he has more billboards than Subway has franchises. That might be the question of the day. Does Alexander Shunara have more billboards than Subway has locations?
There's no telling. But yeah, mostly nice. That was a heck of a win. Beating Duke. Like I said, we're down there at the beach. Why it's famous for the game. Do you want to go take a walk on the beach? My response, hell no.
No.
I have to watch the game.
No, you watched the game. You made the right choice, Chris.
I did. Well, all right, I'll let other guys get in. Can't wait. Well, one question. Is Z.R. Vall, is that really just an actor? Is he really that high whenever he calls in all these shows and starts singing?
You talking about Z.R. or D.R. Vall?
Yeah. Z.R., not D.R., Z.R.
Oh, no, Z.R., he's just, that's just him, man. It's a great character.
I don't know if that's his personality or if he's just high every time he calls in and drunk.
Maybe a little drunk, but it's great entertainment.
Yes, it is. All right, we'll see you, and let's go, Vols.
Appreciate the phone call, Chris.
Yeah.
Boys, I'm getting more antsy. The closer we get, the more antsy I'm getting.
Currently trying to scrap together a way to get to New York Saturday. So,
and if you're not going to the game, if you're not planning to fly up to New York City, we're going to be out at Craven Wings. Should Tennessee win tonight, there will be a watch party at Craven Wings. Now all we have to see is if Polish Joe follows up on his promise by getting in the dunk tank. That was a promise he made.
What was it, the Elite Eight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With whatever, right? It's like mayonnaise or something instead of water.
I don't know what it was, but he has offered to get in the dunk tank.
Man, I really want to go.
Flights to Houston are only like $300 right now. Just saying.
Flights to New York are nowhere near $300.
I was looking yesterday.
$3,000 for a flight to New York right now?
A third of that.
So $1,000?
On Delta. I just look at Delta right now.
I'm not taking Allegiant up to New York, man. I want half my
life.
There
is nothing wrong with Allegiant.
JetBlue. You ever taken JetBlue before?
No. I've taken Allegiant. But
JetBlue, from New York to Boston is like a 15-minute flight. Not bad.
You could always drive to Philly and ride the train.
Yeah, let me make a 10-hour drive real fast.
I can see this happening. I come in tomorrow. Hey, Jake, not going to be there today. I'm actually driving up to Philly. I'm going to catch the train. I'm going to head over to New York City. All right, man.
Yep.
It's too complicated to do it during the break.
Yep.
I'm just saving for Houston just in case.
Go ahead, spend it, bro.
You reserve and get a refund?
Yes. You get flight credit.
Yeah.
So it might
for
be
Houston,
it.
For Houston? You can do it for tickets, right?
No, forget. For
flight vouchers. Yeah, we learned that. Yeah.
That might be worth it, because if we were to make it, I'm sure they'd go up to $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad you can't scalp a plane ticket.
I know.
The tickets were not bad. I heard they were like $185 just for tonight to get in to watch both games.
John Reed is up there.
There's no one's there. It's like a preseason tournament is what it looks like on TV.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, like this.
They've got all the media members behind.
Do you guys remember when they did Midnight Madness?
Who? Memphis?
Baker, you remember it. When the Tennessee used to do Midnight Madness.
Oh, like kind of like an Origin White type thing?
Yeah. At one point, I'm pretty sure like one year it was called Buzzapalooza when Buzz Peterson came to campus.
Ah, nice.
I remember Kentucky did it a couple years ago, I think.
Kentucky always does it like
Midnight
Madness.
They do it on SC Network, but I watch that. It's just a joke. It's like the NBA All-Star game. They're just out there. They're not even trying.
Just jacking up threes.
Open dunks, open threes.
Yeah. Why midnight? Is it like the first day they can practice or something?
I don't know.
Memphis does it at midnight, I think so.
Yeah, and they've got all of but one NCAA tournament win under Penny's.
Boys, we got a good game going on behind us. Michigan State, Kansas State tied at 17 with 9:44 left in the first half. And a very, I wouldn't say empty, but a not full Madison Square Garden.
So what's y'all's predictions for the rest of the games?
Gonzaga's going to get revenge because 17 years ago was the Morrison crying game.
UCLA needs revenge. Jalen Suggs, half-court shot.
Yep.
True.
That was the last time they played in the tournament.
Yep, that's what I think because Gonzaga got their revenge from Morrison, and they got it. So now UCLA is going to get their revenge this year. Arkansas, UConn.
I like Arkansas. Yeah.
I like UConn.
I like UConn as
Arkansas.
Well. I like UConn.
I'm big on Arkansas, actually.
Muscle Man's been at Elite Eight, two straight years, and this would be the third?
Yeah, this is the third, yeah.
You can say whatever you want to about that man. He can take his shirt off and wave it. Hey, the guy wins in March.
He caught a break. I don't know how much Bill Self would have had an influence, but just throwing that guy into the fire after a heart attack or something?
Yeah, he was in the hospital for an undisclosed reason.
They caught a break by that.
Who else the other games? Miami and
I was talking about for tonight, but sure, we'll go to tomorrow too.
Yeah, who's tomorrow? Miami plays who?
Houston
at 7:15. San Diego State and Bama have the early game at 6:30.
Bama.
Yeah, Bama, Houston.
Princeton, Creighton at 9, which no one will watch.
What if Princeton makes an Elite Eight?
If Princeton makes an Elite Eight, I will be so happy.
They could. They have a lot of similarities to St. Peter's. I was looking. There's that stat earlier today. Let me find it.
That gets me 45 points in my draft league, and I win the I win the league if that happens.
Nice.
So, yeah, thanks, Princeton. And I get points either way. I have a great name, Princeton. So
what's the BPI giving us a chance at tonight?
84.7.
We've seen that before.
Is that ESPN?
Yeah.
Oh, we were that high for the South Carolina game.
We were high for the Missouri game, and we laughed at the spread being 12.5.
Oh, yeah. Phil told us it was 13 or something. We started dying laughing. 13 was insane.
Yeah, and the first thing I said was take Missouri to cover.
Yep.
Well, they covered. They
won. 84.7.
Let me see what Ken Palm's thing has us as a match. I think it was like, 64-60 the other day?
Yeah, it was. I think it was like maybe 65-61.
Ken Palm matchup predictor.
Boy, is it hot in here or is it just me?
Feels good for once, not freezing.
I'm burning up right now. I'm not taking this off.
No.
It's like this is a Tennessee orange shirt underneath.
Today has been so confusing. It was like 55 this morning, now it's 75. Not a cloud in the sky.
Hey, I got my car and said that it was 85 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Tank top weather. Tank
top. We'll get an April freeze soon.
And I'm also wearing Crocs, fuzzy Crocs today.
Yeah, I can't wait for next week to just be rain for a week.
Goodness.
Rains once, never stops.
Yep.
Gary has chimed in. He says, the Alexander guy has wrapped cars in all of Middle Tennessee, Murfreesboro, Nashville, everywhere.
Who's this guy, Alexander Shanura?
Shanura!
Some guy on a billboard in Alabama. I'm always asleep in Alabama, so.
I can't wait for this call. Connor is next. What do you say, Connor?
Not much. Just practicing on my putting mat right now. What y'all into?
Wishing we were doing the same thing, honestly. We got green carpet. It's been in here probably since the 1960s, but it's not really puttable.
Well, how's everybody feeling about this tonight?
Nervous.
Not great.
What does everybody think has to happen in order for us to win?
Make a shot.
Kumwa's got to go for at least 15. Josiah Jordan-James has to have at least 12. You're going to have at least two or three more players in double digits, and you win the game.
My bad. It sounds generic, but rebound. I mean, they average like 16.5 offensive rebounds.
They're only averaging like 8 turnovers a game. Too.
Yeah, fewest out of the remaining teams in the field.
You can't let them get out on the fast break at all. I know we never get out of the fast break, but
complete 180 of what we do. But on defense, you got to suffocate them, make them turn the ball over. Like we just said, they don't turn the ball over, so you got to get in their pants, make them earn it.
Pause. Wait. What?
Say that wrong. Go ahead, Connor.
I'm not feeling good at all.
Get in their pants and make them earn it.
Let him go on this call. It was bad word choice. I didn't mean.
Yeah, we're dropping in the spread. We have our own little like tab on FanDuel, so that's never a good sign. That means a lot of people are betting on our game.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't feel great about it, but I would love to pull through one.
I feel like it's like the Duke game with us. Everybody threw all their money on Duke, and now everybody's throwing their money on Tennessee to win tonight. And it makes me nervous that everybody's just – maybe the Duke – I don't want to say this, but maybe Duke was a fluke.
Oh, you robbing into me.
I was glad that everybody was like kind of hating on us and we were low-key. Then after dude on FAU tried to make that dunk at the very end, then everybody was like, all right, we're pulling for Tennessee. And now it's like everybody's on us, and I hate when everybody's on us.
Connor, I'm sure you have the numbers. Do you have any idea what the public betting numbers are?
Oh, yeah, I done checked that out. So right now we got on the money line bet, Tennessee has 75% of the bet, but FAU has 90% of the money. And then on the spread, FAU has 60% of the bet and 75% of the money.
Well, that's good for us.
So, in that area, we're in the clear.
Man, I actually took a bet today. It was at plus 2,500 odds for the exact win margin. I took Tennessee by 4.
That's what Ken Palm has it, too.
Really?
Yep, 68-64.
Isn't that close to what I predicted the other day?
You said 65-64.
Yeah, you said 1-point game.
And
we'll need a three from somebody to make that be true.
Yep.
Well, lock for the day, two-leg parlay, UCLA and Arkansas money line, both of them together.
I like that.
It's not a bad bet. Well, it's only two options in those games, so.
Well, y'all have a good one. I'm going to keep listening.
Appreciate the phone call, Connor. Stay with us. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two of overtime coming up right here on Fan Run Radio.